Amen.
Yes, yes, Lord.
All we want
yeah.
is a place to stay,
well.
Hoping to be royalty,
yeah.
and a crown to prove it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's everybody? Pray for Brother Bethea. He's over in St. Louis at the National Lectureship Churches of Christ. Those of you who are visiting who may not be members of the Church of Christ, we say welcome. We're so happy that you decided to stop and to be with us today. If you're here from another congregation of the Lord's people, it is good to see you. It is always good when we can come, open God's book, study his word, which is able to save our souls. And those of us who labor here at East Baltimore, we expect to see you on Lord's Day morning. Weather is changing, spring is coming, and it won't be long before the kids are out of school and summer is in full swing and all is well. Brother Veal did an outstanding job this morning, and he gave an illustration, and I wish you were here to see the illustration, because if you didn't see it, it's hard for me to explain it. But the gist of it is that whatever you go through in life, if you allow God to direct you, he will form you in what he should be. Is that a good summation? That's all I got. You need to have been here this morning to see what Brother Veal was talking about. I want to share a thought with you this morning. And I'm not going to be too long. If your definition of long matches mine. Is that all right? I'm looking. They got the cameras, so I'm blocked in. And they moved it back so I can go a little more. Luke chapter 24, Luke chapter 24, the passage that Brother McCall read into your hearing, beginning at verse 13. If you don't have a Bible, please look at the TV screen and let's see what God had to say. Sister Stevens, we ready? Everybody ready? Let's read. And behold, two of the... Oh, stop. 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 Today is the Lord's Day. And everyone should be able to give reverence to the Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. And it's hard for me to do what I need to do if you're not in with me.
All right.
So I'll ask the question again. Everybody ready to read?
Yes. Amen.
If you can't read, mumble. Because God knows what you're saying. Okay. And if you don't have a Bible, that's fine too. They got it right there. Use your cell phone, your iPad, whatever you got. Okay. Sister Stevens, are we ready? We're ready. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 3 furlongs. And they talked together all the things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together, reason, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holding that they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of conversation that you have one with another as you walk and are sad. One named Cleophas, art thou a stranger? Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, Jesus and Sunday, and Sunday and Jesus. Hey, let's see what we're going to talk about. See, because without Jesus, Sunday is nothing. You're going to see. And without Sunday, Jesus means nothing. And the thing that we must understand, Sunday in the world is one thing. But Sunday in the life of a Christian is something else. See, if Sunday means nothing to you, it means that you don't have a relationship with Jesus. And if Jesus doesn't mean anything to you, then Sunday served no purpose. But for us who are saved, Sunday means something. We came off the weekend, all week. Brother Veal, those that I work with were saying, this is Holy Week. And sometimes you just got to lay people say what they need to say. There's some folks in this audience, and I'm happy that everybody's here. Thank you. I'm grateful that you're here. And probably won't see them no more until Christmas. Or Mother's Day is coming. See, that's the way the world looks at Jesus. And you hear people says, it really doesn't matter. That's not that important. That's why I titled this Jesus and Sunday, because it matters. And Sunday and Jesus, because it matters. If you would, I'm going to the lesson, but on my way to the lesson, let me just try to help us out. Is that be all right? See, I would say this week would be Holy Week if I had to call a week Holy Week. Because last week, I was searching, and I couldn't find nothing into last week, Brother Claiborne, that was so holy. So then let me go through last week. And then you, when I find something that is holy, say amen. On Tuesday, Judith went to seek on how he can portray Christ. on Thursday, and that's the day they gave him 30 pieces of silver. Yeah. On Thursday, they arrested him. Sometime between midnight and morning, they had a trial and found him guilty. I'm looking for holy now. On Friday, that was the most spectacular day in the world, because the spectacular was that that was the day that they nailed him to the cross. I'm still looking for holy. So now Saturday, he was in the grave. Summing up all of the things to show that he was more powerful than death. So you can call the weak holy, but it has nothing to do with Jesus. Now, as a Christian, I would call this week Holy Week. Why, Brother Fraser, would you call this week Holy Week? Because of the things that happen on this day. Watch what the Bible says. The Bible says that, Brother Ville, we're just going to stay right there in 24. It was too much to read all of it, but so we'll stay right there. The text says, and behold, there two of them went that same day. What day? So you have to, it matters when it's in the scripture. See, sometimes we don't want to dig deep enough to find out why the Holy Ghost put certain things in the scripture. So I'm going to go that same day. Well, what day? Brother Ville, verse 1. And let's see what the date. Why he started off that same day. Well, what day was that?
Now, upon the first day of the week.
Stop right there. Now we got reference to the day. It wasn't just a day. It was the first day. Now, in the religious world, the Seventh-day Adventists will focus all of their attention on the seventh day. The Jehovah Witnesses will say Saturday of worship is just as good as Sunday. Now, all of that is good if you're not talking about Jesus. Sunday and Jesus. Keep in mind the title. Sunday and Jesus, and Jesus and Sunday. You can worship God any day you want to, as long as you're not talking about worshiping Jesus. Because, see, Jesus did not leave in our mind what day he want us to worship him. He specifically tell us what day we should worship God. So the text says that same day. Well, Brother Ville read that the day was the first day of the week. So now, if you're struggling with that, go to your calendar and find out what day is the first day. And that's the day that they're talking about here. Amen. They're talking about the first day. So now, on the first day, two believers that was in Jerusalem, because that's what the text said, was traveling to a city outside of Jerusalem called Emmaus. The text says that Emmaus is a 3 furlong. If it's about 7 miles. If you're walking at my pace, you might get there in 2 hours. If you're walking at Brother Johnson's pace, it might take you 3 hours and a half because he's a little. Yeah. But it is Sunday. Now, they were walking. And then I want to focus my attention on three questions that Jesus asked. Mm-hmm. Not three questions. I'm talking about three questions that Jesus asked. Right. And now I need to tell you who Jesus asked those questions to. Because the Bible says there were two of them. On the road to Emmaus, I'm trying to stay within my range. From Emmaus, from Jerusalem to Emmaus is about 7 miles, 2 hours journey. They were walking and they were talking. They were talking about activity that happened. Activity that happened on Sunday. Now, Friday, I mentioned Friday, the world was witnessing the event on Friday. You remember one of them said, "If thou be the Christ, come down and I believe." On Sunday, one of them said, one of them said, "Save yourself and save me." Another person said, "He saved others, but himself he cannot save." Now, all of these people was gathered on Friday. On Friday, I'm going somewhere. But on Sunday, even those who believe in him didn't do much on Sunday. Stay with me. Friday. And see, today, the world is celebrating. But Friday was the day that the specula came up. But on Sunday, there wasn't a crowd.
Amen. That's right.
Sunday, there wasn't a crowd. Some of God's greatest teaching was the one person. In John 3, he told Nicodemus, "Except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he can't see the kingdom of God." In John 4, he told that woman at the well that God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, in Luke 24, he showed himself to a woman. Why? Because the woman came to the sepulchre. Read verse 1, Brother Ville. And now watch this.
Now upon the first day of the week.
Now on the first day of the week.
Very early in the morning.
Very early in the morning.
They came unto the sepulchre.
They came unto the sepulchre.
Bringing the spices which they had prepared and certain others with them.
Now, why did Luke put that in there? Watch what Luke said. Luke said they got there early in the morning. They weren't going there because they had nothing to do. They had prepared spices and herbs. Why? Because that's what they did. in preparation for a dead person. I need y'all to be with me now. I need y'all to be with me. They got to the sepulcher looking for a dead person. Why? Because on Friday, they knew that they crucified. Let me throw this in there, because I just like to see what the Bible says. The person that saw Jesus on Friday was the same person that went to the sepulcher on Sunday.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Matthew account will say that the woman went to the sepulcher. Why? Because on Friday, the woman witnessed what was going on. So now, I got all of us to the sepulcher. You there with me? Okay. Now, let me fast forward to verse 13. And all I want you to do, if I had popcorn, I would give you some. I just want you to look at the movie and see what was happening. Two believers, that's what the Bible says, was walking from Jerusalem, headed to Emmaus. And they were having conversation about the things that was going on. And the Bible says their eyes was not beholden because they did not recognize Jesus' resurrection body. Now, brother, when you do the sermon, you put it any way you want to. So I'm saying, body without blood doesn't look the same. Because the Bible says he gave his blood to purchase our sin. So the resurrected body had no blood. So it didn't look the same way. And they didn't realize him. But the Bible said they were walking. And the Bible said they were talking, but they were sad. They were in despair. Why? Because the prophet had died. So then Jesus caught up with them, decided to walk with them. And in the conversation they wasn't having a conversation with Jesus. They were just talking. So then Jesus asked his first question. What you talking about? That's what he said. What type of communication? What y'all talking about? When you come to worship Jesus, you have to know what Jesus wants in his worship. Because if you don't, you would do something that God didn't intend for you to do in the worship of Jesus. So Jesus asked them, well, what are y'all talking about? Now, watch what the Bible says. I haven't gotten it yet. But the Holy Ghost named one of them. I'm going to find out why sometime, Brother Bill, but it won't be for today. The Bible said, then Cleophas, one of the travelers, saying to this person, you must be a stranger in Jerusalem. See, because out of all of the things that been going on, and you from Jerusalem, you should know about it. If you don't know, then You got to be a stranger in Jerusalem. If you're not familiar with Church of Christ worship, and you come in and you say, where is the piano? My question to you is, you must be a stranger. Because we don't have instrumental music in the worship service. And then you showed up the day and we had communion. Why are y'all giving communion on the third Sunday? No, no. We give communion on every Sunday. You just happen to show up on the first day of the week. And see, those are the things that strangers who's not familiar with something would ask. Thou must be a stranger in Jerusalem, because you don't know the things that have came to pass this day. Well, Jesus proceeded, I guess, like a stranger, because he asked the second question. What things? What are you talking about? Brother Bill, verse number 19. Watch what the Bible says.
And they said unto him concerning Jesus of Nazareth,
yeah,
which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people.
Stop right there, Brother Bill. This is not concerning anybody. This is concerned Jesus, who was a prophet and mighty. Keep that in your mind. He was a prophet and he was mighty. Read, Brother Bill.
Indeed and word before God and all the people.
Mm-hmm.
And how the chief priests,
yeah,
and our rulers,
uh-huh,
delivered him to be condemned to death,
yes,
and have crucified him.
Uh-huh.
But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel.
Uh-huh.
And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done.
Stop right there, Brother Bill. We do the same thing with the Bible. We pick out the things that we see that benefit us, but we don't do the whole thing. Now watch what they said. The chief priests and the rulers condemn him, and that to crucify him. And it's been the third day. Now, how did they get to that point? Jesus said that in 3 days, I'm getting up. And this the third day. Now, if you understood that, why are you struggling with Friday?
Well,
Brother Johnson, I said something. See, if you have hope that this is the third day, don't struggle so much with what went on Friday.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because if Friday didn't occur, Sunday couldn't happen.
Yeah.
I know sometimes we get discouraged, and that's what Jesus says here. Why are y'all looking so sad? Why are you so despair? I told you that in 3 days, it doesn't matter what they do to me, I'm getting up.
Yes,
now, if you believe that, don't struggle.
That's right.
With Friday. But now, remember what I said? It was a whole group of folks there on Friday. Now, this guy said he's getting up on third day. But do he really believe that? Because if he really believed that, Brother Ville, where would he be? He would be at the sepulcher. Are y'all watching the movie? See, sometimes as Christians, we say we believe the Lord, but when life deal us some things that we don't understand, we begin to question what we say we believe. See, I'm standing here today. I'm grateful Friday showed up. Because if Friday hadn't showed up, I had no hope on Sunday.
Yes, sir.
Read, Brother Bill.
Yea, and certain women, also of our company, made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre.
Now, watch what's going on. They had to put their hope in what the woman said, and what the woman said, other than what Jesus said. See, if they believed, they would have been the first one at the sepulchre. Now the woman got there. And now the woman went to the sepulchre, came back, and told the 12. Look at here. We went to the sepulchre early this morning. This is my sermon. While y'all was sleeping. And I saw an angel. But I didn't see a body. But we see, you got to take our word, guys, because y'all weren't there Friday.
That's right.
We were there Friday.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I know for a fact that they put Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus put that body in Joseph's own new tomb.
Yes,
we witnessed that.
Yes.
And not only that, they roll a stone in front of it.
Yes.
And man cannot roll that stone from the sepulchre.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, I don't know about you, but something happened between Friday and Sunday morning.
Yes.
So watch Jesus. Go ahead and read, Brother Bill. Watch what the woman said.
And when they found not his body.
Oh, Brother Bill, go back up. Give me 22 again.
Yeah, and certain women, also of our company, made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre.
Look, watch that word. The woman of our company made us astonished. You should have been astonished early Sunday morning.
Yes,
but the woman do. Okay, now 23. I'm almost done. I got only one more question.
And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels.
Yeah.
Which said that he was alive.
Jesus said he was coming back. The woman said he ain't there. And now the angel confirmed what Jesus said. I'm getting up in 3 days. You the one said that it's the third day. But you saying, but you really don't believe what you're saying. Because if you believe what you were saying and it's the third day, you wouldn't question it.
Come on now. Oh, that's good. That's good teaching.
Say, he's alive.
Yes.
Next verse.
And certain of them,
which
were with us, went to the sepulchre, and found it even so as the women had said.
Now,
but they saw him not.
Stop right there, Brother Bill. I kind of believe it when the woman said it. But I need a man to go to the sepulcher and confirm. Come on. I'm just reading the text. See, I didn't write none of this. I just wrote me some notes to talk about this stuff. All of this stuff is right in the text. When you get home tonight, go back and read it. It's not going to change. So now that the certain men in our company went there and saw it, confirm it, now we believe what the woman said. Verse number 25. Now watch this one.
Then he said unto them.
My third question. This is his third question now. The first question, what you're talking about. The second question, what event? Now watch the third question. Then, go ahead, Brother Bill.
O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken.
Hold up. Oh, fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophet has spoken. And now, here's what Jesus did. He just didn't talk about Malachi. He went all the way back to Moses. He said, every one of these prophets was telling you that I was coming.
That's right.
And everyone told you that I was going to die. Brother McCall read Isaiah 53. Who shall believe our report? And to whom the ark of the Lord revealed? For he should come up like a tender plant and as dry flowers among dry ground. But we had no comeliness. And when we see him, there's nothing that we shall desire. But he was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our sin was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. All of we are like sheep has gone astray. That's the problem on Sunday morning. We are like sheep. We have gone astray, and that's why so many seats are empty on Sunday morning, because Christians don't really believe that Sunday is a part of Jesus and Jesus is a part of Sunday. We should be beating down the door trying to get in here on Sunday morning when we understand what Jesus meant for Sunday. That's the third question. Oh, you fools and slow to believe. How? Brothers and sisters, we have always needed, but if there's ever a time we need the Lord, we need the Lord. Now, I woke up this morning, turned on the TV, and as I was getting dressed, Brother Leslie, something shot over the screen. 123 people in Malaysia this morning died in the worship service. See, there was a time when you thought that the church would be a safe haven. They shot 9 in a Bible school in my hometown. Another 12 in Pittsburgh. What were they doing? Worshiping. The only thing they did wrong was show up on that day. all the prophet has spoken concerning Jesus. Everyone said something about Jesus. Verse 26, Brother Veal, then this lesson will be yours.
Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory?
Now, I start off telling you all about how the world see things. The world called last week Holy Week. Watch what the text says. Ought Christ not to have suffered these things? The Hebrew writer says, before the foundation of the world, God and God held a meeting.
Yes, sir.
And the meeting that God and God had was about this, that the Christ should suffer and die. And then watch what, enter to into his glory. His glory. Well, what was his glory? His glory was that he thought enough about you and I that he would die for us. See, Friday, he died for us. World thought it was over. There was nobody at that sepulcher. Go back and read the text. There were no one at the sepulcher. Even the 120 that believe. Let alone the 12. When the woman got there, the stone was rolled back. And it wasn't rolled back so Jesus can come out. He was already out. It was rolled back so those who want to go in can go in and see.
Amen.
So here's what the angel says. He ain't here. Come and see the place. That's all I can show you now. I can show you the place where the Lord laid. Because if you are looking, why do you seek the living amongst the dead? So, Sunday cannot be just another day. No. When you sell out a concert for Beast, Jay-Z and Beyonce, and you can show up late to worship service and get a seat anyway, you something wrong with that. The Orioles finished last year, and you couldn't even buy a ticket opening day. The end of the month, there'll be 25 games back. I don't have nothing against the Orioles. I love baseball. But so many times we put all of our effort in second year grade thing instead of focus on what's number one in our lives. See, I don't know how we can sit home on Sunday when it's time to commune with the Lord. I don't know how we can find an excuse on Sunday when it's the only day of the week when we can come together with those of like precious faith. I don't know why on Sunday. We don't believe what God says. Watch Sunday. Sunday, he got up. Sunday, he showed himself to the 12. Sunday, the church started. Yeah. I remember one preacher said to me one time, we were having a lectureship, and he said, well, I'd like to preach at 8 o'clock Wednesday night. I said, no, we got you down for Sunday morning at 9. I don't preach good on Sunday morning. The church. The church started on Sunday. And the preacher struggled with preaching. Sunday morning shouldn't be preaching. Now, somebody back there saying, Brother Frazier lying. I can assure you. Now, I'm not going to lie on somebody. And like those ladies, I got a witness. Sunday. Got to be about Jesus. Because Jesus is all about Sunday. He didn't ask us for no other day other than Sunday. He gave us 6 days to do whatever we need to do in the world. And we take Sunday to sleep in and to rest versus then to come to commune with the Lord. So if you're here this morning, you're not a member of the Lord's church. It's Sunday. What a better day to become a part of God's family on a Sunday. So how you get there? You heard the word. Do you believe that Jesus died and was buried and that he rose again on Sunday? Are you willing to repent of your sins? Confess your faith in Christ that you believe that Christ is who he said he is. We'll baptize you in water for the remission of your sin. God will add you to his church, give you the Holy Ghost, demand that you be faithful until death, and he'll give you a mansion, a robe, and a crown. Would you come as we together stand and sing the song that has been selected?
Answer.